Hello, friend. This is Cher Stevenson, and you're listening to This Beautiful Ugly, where we help you rediscover you as you're finding meaning through grief. We hope that you'll find practical insights and tips that you can apply to your journey. And before we dive into today's content, a few quick reminders. If these episodes have helped you make progress in areas of your own life, we want to hear about it. Would you rate this content, write a review, or share on social media after this episode? And if you tag us, we may be able to repost you. And by the way, thank you to everyone who's reposting and sharing these episodes because you are helping us reach more people. If you're new to our community, welcome. We believe that each episode of This Beautiful Ugly brings not only encouragement and healing, but we also offer helpful tools and resources along with inspiring stories. We realize that it's important also to connect with a counselor and a support community to help you heal through your journey. Lastly, click on our show notes for links to resources shared in these episodes. And before we jump into our show today, a big thank you to our sponsor, Superior Electrolytes. You can find them in our show notes. Click on the link and you can enjoy free shipping with using code TBU. Welcome back to This Beautiful Ugly. I am Cher Stevenson and it's the beginning of March as I'm recording this. And something happened today that really freed me. I beat the crap out of my pillow. I literally beat my pillow. I took a spatula to my pillow and I just went at it and released all these emotions. Now, but the problem that I had was that I felt like, am I really making progress? Because I had so much emotions charged that I released it all into a pillow with this wooden spoon, basically. And it actually freed me. It really released a lot of anger, a lot of the heightened emotions, some secondary losses. So I want to touch on that today and why it was so helpful on this episode. I think that as we're walking through our grief process, we think that grief is so linear that there's a point A to point B. And actually, we go through grief at our pace. You know, all of our grief is different. Your grief, my grief journey. And I'm 2 years out from losing Rick. And I still have these moments where I am set up to just feel as though I was back at day one, where I have a ball of emotions like a rubber band. My brain is mush. I feel like I'm a sloth in slow motion and I can't think because my emotions get supercharged and they get supercharged and heightened by, you know, a couple of things. We can have memories that kind of trigger us. We can walk by something and smell it. We can have unknown triggers until later we don't know. And again, I think the biggest one for me has been secondary losses. And I recently have just kind of felt like a lot of losses. And those grief bombs that are just coming in and sabotaging and making us feel as though that we're not making progress, right? And so wherever you are in your walk, and I'm not assuming that you are further on than me or you're right where I am, but all I can say is wherever you are in your journey and your loss, that loss is real to you, your grief is real to you. You're not crazy. This is normal to go through this. And I know that you want to rush through this process, maybe, or you don't want to feel this pain. And I get it. So why did I choose to beat the crap out of my pillow today? Well, I have this app that I've been listening to. It's a meditation app, and there's some other therapeutic tools that I've been using and grabbing a hold of. But in the app, it actually suggested that I take all these emotions that I had to list. How was I feeling today? And or over the week's course, or, you know, when I got triggered about something, what were the emotions that I was feeling? And they suggested that we write them out, right? So I started just journaling, you know, what my emotions were, and maybe, you know, associating it to why it was happening. And I wrote that down also. And then they said to welcome that in. You know, society and I think ourselves are so hard on ourselves that we think that we can't feel the feels because we feel crazy and it stymies and we have to stop. But this meditation app actually wanted us to feel it. And then they said to go grab your wooden spoon, and as you and walk into your bedroom in your private safe space, take that pillow and just start declaring all those emotions and how they made you feel, how you felt disappointed, how you felt angry, how you felt lonely, how you felt like you couldn't get through today, how you may have not put your feet on the floor, how you felt abandoned. I don't know what the emotions that you're feeling, but it's totally okay. And let me just say this, and this is raw and real because it probably happened 30 minutes ago, is that it's okay to feel them and to feel them in a safe space where you can just unpack that crap and just let it reel and feel that it's not going to injure somebody else. And I love that. I walked away from that going, wow, what an amazing tool, because I haven't screamed to the top of my lungs before today. I wouldn't allow myself scream to the top of my lungs and say how angry I was that Rick is gone. And I finally released it. And so whether that's good or bad, or whether that was, you know, my timing, no pressure on your timing. Maybe you're able to scream it out already and that's your journey and that's awesome. And I'm a little jelly over that. But just to let you know that you are making progress. You're not going backwards, because your journey is your journey. We don't know your journey. You don't know my journey and our loss. Our losses are totally different. You could have complicating factors. You could have suddenly factors. Your loss could have been anticipatory and you feel guilt. So grief is grief. And it's personal to us and unique to us because of the individual that we love and we lost. But I will say this, you are making progress. And progress is steady. It's not linear, like I said before. And how do I know that you're making progress? Because you're here right now listening to this podcast. And maybe you're someone that know somebody that could really hear this today, that needs to hear this raw message, that they are making progress, that they're not back at square one again, that they can put their feet on the ground. So you are making progress, is steady steps forward. So I just encourage you, when you feel like you're going backwards, you're really not, because it's more like going over a mountaintop, down into the waters, you're coming back out of the waters, and as you practice some tools, and I'm going to make some suggestions. The app that I'm using, I will definitely put in the show notes, into the show notes, and other suggestions. Like, I have found it so valuable to journal, and journaling can look different for everyone. Someone might just put a date and put one word, I feel like this today. Some might write a whole novel every day. I've definitely run into people that journal like that. Some days look like I don't have anything to say, all done. And then you've got moments where you're writing a couple of sentences. But the key to the journaling is this, It's the going back, whether it's day one, day before, month before, week, a year, you can see your progress. And when you're really, really not sure if you're going to, if you're making progress, you're going to make it out of this, or how long this journey is going to continue, go back and look in your journal. It will help you. It will help you to see that you are taking steps forward, even though it may be just the one word. Also, cry it out. Like when I beat the crap out of that pillow today, I was so angry at one moment and then I sobbed snot the next. Cry it out. Give yourself the permission to cry. And for some of us, it's just not natural or normal. So maybe you do need that spoon and beating that pillow. But schedule in those cries. When I say schedule in those cries, it's better to schedule those in and then to lose it on somebody, or to have a sabotage come, or suddenly get bombarded. And I have found when I schedule in my cries, whether it's before I go to work or after work, or if I'm in my car at lunch, or if I just excuse myself into the restroom at work and just kind of cry a little bit, I feel so much better. And then I'm not tanking as often or hitting that heightened emotion as often, and I can handle life a little better. Finding a safe community. You know, I'm big on finding safe community. Now, safe communities can mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. Mine is a grief support group. I have been a part of the grief support group before Rick passed. So I'm on to my 2.5 year mark with the grief support group, and with my, which was my church community, because I couldn't go to church. I am a woman of faith. I love my community, and I'm stepping back into that more and more. But wherever your safe community, it may be with a close friend that you can walk with that will really listen to you and empathize with you and not have all the answers and can be present with you. Find some core people that aren't trying to fix you, that aren't trying to rush you, and that don't understand you, because you find people that get it. And that's the one thing that the grief support group has really, really helped me, is everybody gets it. And we can just let it fly in that room, and that's in confidence, and the shit doesn't leave the room. So also think about replacing replacing habits for better habits. I had to start replacing walking when I was tempted to honestly pick up the bottle, to pick up the bottle to feed my wounds. They made me feel like crap the next day. I'm not 100% there. I'm telling you right now, I'm just being real. But replacing things that actually felt good for the moment, but actually caused me to spiral more out of control and really mess with my emotions, and it caused me to have a lot of cognitive distortion where I wasn't thinking correctly. My emotions were lying to me. So I began to replace things, finding hobbies. And even, this is the hard part, when you're feeling the saddest, and when you're used to doing something with your loved one, your mother, your spouse, your child, your friend, your partner, your lover, and it's that time and you're thinking, well, I used to do this then. Maybe start to honor them by replacing something a little different, mix it up a little bit. If you sat out back for coffee with your loved one, go up front. Maybe change the atmosphere a little bit. That might be helpful. But you will see by replacing things, it's going to help your journey along. You won't feel so ambushed or bombed with grief bombs or suddenlies. And just a friendly reminder again, do not rush yourself just because people are trying to rush you. Do not try to fix yourself. Do not put yourself into a box today by saying, you know what, or tomorrow even, yesterday I had a great day. Why didn't I have a good day today? I don't get it. Don't do that to yourself. Love yourself. Know that you are making progress, that you are moving forward. And just know that each day that you wake up, and you put yourself, your feet on the floor, you get a shower, you take care of what you need to, just say to yourself, what is the next step that I need to make? So you are making progress. It's steady progress. It's not a destination. And grief does decide when your journey's done. And you will have great days. You will have joy with grief mixed in there. You will have laughter and then the next moment crying. But I promise you, you are making progress. This is Cher Stevenson. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Bye now. This episode was sponsored by Bud and Bloom Co., a nonprofit serving at-risk communities. Empire Light Health, offering holistic solutions to help you heal and thrive since 1999. This podcast is produced by Creator Space. Auto production and editing is done by me, Cher Stevenson. If you like this podcast, tell a friend. Well, tell all your friends. And please remember to follow, rate, and review. That would be great.